odds and win. Lovers they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, stand on our ground and we won't give in. Swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
Can barely control herself.
I mean, according to this book, I must be a depraved sex fiend. If I keep this up much longer, my broccoli will get soft.
Lose control with Three's Company every night on Deja Vu.
Sometimes I don't even know who I'm sleeping with.
Followed later by...
Yeah?
What's the matter?
Why?
You're crying.
Oh, well... Oh, Vicky, something happened.
What?
I can't talk about it.
Jack, tell me. If something's bothering you, I have the right to know. Don't shut me out.
Okay. My...
What?
My onion died. I didn't mean to kill it. I have myself to blame. I should have used the garlic.
Jack.
Oh, hi, see you're busy. I'll take the day off.
Easy, get back here.
If you can have fun, why can't I?
Because, my friend, I am the boss. Tell him, Vicky.
That's right. You better watch it. The man just killed an onion.
Yeah. Why? What did it do?
Easy, go check the mail for us, will you?
Right.
Vicky, give me a hand with these flower arrangements.
Sure. These will look fairly pretty.
Yeah.
Achoo! Ooh.
Well, bless you.
Achoo!
Bless you. What are you doing, catching a cold?
No, I already caught it. You want some coffee?
Oh, I'd love some. Hey, is anything interesting?
Oh, just some bills, junk mail. Hey, look at this.
Huh.
Lacey's is having a monster sale.
Really?
Hey, we better get down there quick before they run out of monsters.
That's rotten.
I'm sorry, I was just trying to make a little joke.
No. The company that collects our trash is raising their rates $25 a month.
Again?
Yeah, I can't afford that. You know, this is the third time in 1 year they've jacked up their prices.
Well, that's not fair. What are you going to do?
What can I do? Allied Waste Disposal is the only franchise here in Ocean Vista. Either I pay them or the garbage just sits here and rots.
Either way, the situation stinks. Sorry, just slipped out.
Yeah, easy. Why don't you slip into the kitchen and try to find something resembling work?
Okay, I'll mop the floor.
Mop the floor.
Good idea.
Well, the city council meets tonight. I think you should go down there and complain.
Complain? Complain about what?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Daddy.
Well, here's that inspection report. Well, what are you going to complain about?
The trash people have just raised their fee again.
What? That's terrible. What can you do?
A lot. I think Jack should go down there and protest the increase.
Vicky, Jack can't afford to alienate City Hall.
Why not?
Well, you never know when the restaurant might need a zoning variance or some kind of a permit.
That's a good point.
But, Jack, don't you think you owe it to yourself to let the people know how you feel?
That's a good point, too.
Jack, this is business.
I have to respect that.
I don't believe you, Jack. There's a principal involved here.
Oh, she's right. I didn't even think of the principal.
Jack, I'll pay the $25 increase.
Then again, principal isn't everything.
Jack, I think I'm going to be sick.
Well, you should take something for that cold.
Oh, God.
Vicky?
Oh.
Vicky, I should go after her.
Yeah, no, leave her alone. She'll go upstairs and sulk for a while, then she'll think about it and realize that you and I were right.
You think so?
Of course. She's not like her mother. Her mother would clam up and not say a word for weeks. Oh, God, that was wonderful.
See you later, Jack.
Bye, Mr. Bradford.
Hey, Jack, wait a minute.
What?
I've been thinking, and my father's right.
What?
Well, you're the owner of this restaurant, and it's not a good idea for you to antagonize the city council.
Well, I'm glad you agree.
So I'm going down there.
You?
Why not? I'm a citizen, and I have the right to stand up and be counted. But first, I've got some work to do.
Vicky, where are you going?
To the library. If I'm going to make a speech, I better know what I'm talking about. Wish me luck.
Good luck, darling.
And where's Vicky going?
No, she's going down to the library. She wants to fight City Hall.
What's she gonna do? Throw the book at him? Hey, Jack, it's almost time for that city council meeting. Where's Vicky?
Well, where she's been ever since she got home from the library, upstairs working on the speech.
Oh, hi, Vicky. What's the matter with you?
Listen to my voice.
What happened to it?
My cold got worse.
It sure did. You sound horrible.
And I had to make a speech in half an hour.
Well, Vicky, forget about going down to that meeting. They'll never be able to hear you.
Oh, yes, they will.
Pardon me, what was that, miss? I didn't
understand. Jack, it's not funny. I went to all this trouble to get all this information just to make my point. And now I can make my point because of the stupid cold. I feel terrible.
You got to get upstairs and put yourself in bed right now.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Just give up.
Vicky, I'm not talking about giving up. Look, if it means that much to you, I'll go down and make a speech for you.
You will?
Absolutely. Give me the cards. I'll give it my best shot.
Oh, Jack, thank you. This is the nicest thing you've ever done for me. I'll never call you a quitter again. You're not a quitter. You're a quitter.
Vicky, that was beautiful. You sounded just like Donald Duck.
Oh, no.
Before we get on to the next item of business, may I call for a moment of silence in memory of our dearly departed Councilman Jim Eckworth.
His head calls for murder.
It's quiet as a tomb in here. Somebody died?
Quiet, please. We have some very important matters to discuss here.
Oh, sorry.
Our next item of business, Councilman Kinsey's proposed leash ordinance.
Yeah, well, I think it's an absolutely ridiculous idea. I mean, who ever heard of a leash law for cats? I mean, why would anybody want one?
To keep pests like yours out of my yard. What? You heard me. When your cat's on the prowl, she keeps the entire neighborhood awake with her yowling.
Oh, really? Well, so does your wife.
What?
That's right. Ever since she started taking all those hog-calling lessons.
Those are singing lessons.
Gentlemen, perhaps we should table further discussion of this ordinance until our next meeting. All those in favor signify by raising your hands. Motion approved.
I don't approve.
Yes?
Yes, Madam Chairman, my name is Jack Tripper, and I'd like to ask about the rate increase for the trash collection.
Well, we're very busy.
No, I'm just going to take a moment of your time. I brought some notes to expedite matters. Actually, these are not my notes. They're Vicky's. You don't know her. She's my girlfriend. She's a little under the... Oh. Let's see. I'm ready now. And so, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for your attention. That's not... Let me just reshuffle here.
Even a moron like you has to agree that people have a right to peace and quiet.
I'm ready now. Excuse me. Members of the city council, our garbage rates have been raised 3 times in the last year. Now, this isn't fair.
You're right.
I am?
And I'll put a leash on my cat as soon as you put one on your wife.
Please hear this man out. Go ahead.
Thank you. Fortunately, this is America, where the average person knows he'll get a fair shake from his elected government.
Well, that's a lot of bull. Huh? How can you compare my wife to your cat?
They both have whiskers.
Will you just stop it? Now, Mr. Tripper has raised a very legitimate question.
I have?
Yes.
Then you'll do something about it?
No. Well, we just award franchises. We don't regulate them.
Well, then there's nothing I can do?
Well, of course there is. There are public hearings on rate increases, and that's where you can have your say.
Well, great. When are these hearings?
In 11 months.
11 months? What am I supposed to do in the meantime?
I can't give you any more time. We're ready for you now, Mr. Levinson.
Look, I'm not finished yet, madam. I did...
Please, this is a very important moment. He is going to present us with a model of the very first ship to drop anchor in our harbor.
Yes, that's very nice.
It'll only take a minute, sonny. Ladies and gentlemen, it took me 2.5 years to build this. Every detail is absolutely authentic. Now, it gives me growth.
Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry. sorry, but you know something? If you put a little glue on this, it'll be as good as new.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Levinson.
Oh, it's okay. I'll just go build another one. See you in 2.5 years.
Are you satisfied?
No, madam, I'm not satisfied. I think this rate increase is grossly...
All in favor of adjourning this meeting, signify by raising your hand. Meeting adjourned.
Oh, great, fine. If that's your attitude, I gotta tell you, if you're not gonna do anything about this, you're not gonna be sitting in those seats much longer. Because I'm gonna take this directly to the people.
Oh.
Oh, fine, ignore me, that's great. But you won't ignore what I'm gonna do next.
We should look into this rate increase business.
With an election coming up? The guy who owns that company has always been a good friend to us.
Oh, yeah.
Who does own Allied Waste Disposal?
Bradford. James Bradford.
Oh, am I glad you're back. I can't handle all these customers by myself.
Mr. Bradford was right. You can't fight City Hall.
Jack, would you mind giving me a hand here?
They didn't pay any attention to me at all.
Jack, did you hear what I said?
You know what it feels like when a person doesn't listen to you?
I'm beginning to learn.
What's happened to our dinner?
Right here, sir. Listen, while you're at it, would you mind dropping this at the table next to you? Happy.
Easy.
I've been trying to tell you. I need help.
Oh, right, yeah. But I'm not through yet. I'm telling you, I'm going to take my case directly to the people.
Well, while you're at it, do you mind dropping this at table 4?
Oh, here's your pate.
Oh, they look delicious.
Oh, thank you. Listen, do you mind if I have a second of your time? I'd like to talk to you about garbage.
What?
I need your support. Have you ever asked yourself what would happen if people couldn't afford to have their garbage collected? It would sit around on the street all day long in huge piles, smelling and rotting and collecting flies. And the No, sir, please, I'm not asking for a contribution.
Contribution? I'm paying the bills. We'll never come in here again.
Sir, excuse me. No. May I just,
Come on, Molly.
Well, you're not very civic-minded. Hi. Let's talk trash.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, fine. This is great. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Have you ever thought that maybe a restaurant isn't the place to talk about garbage?
I guess you're right.
But if you're really interested in getting your message out, I think I can help.
How?
Why not try Beach Talk?
Beach Talk? You mean like, woo, bud, let's rap about cash for trash. Woof, woof, put it in my ear. Hurt me. I don't know.
No. Beach Talk is the radio show I host on KLBD. I'm Ronnie Pine.
Ronnie, well, hi. Pleased to meet you. I'm Jack Tripper.
Jack, how would you like to be on my talk show?
Are you serious?
Oh, sure. I've got an open spot on the program tomorrow. You could come on in and present your side of the issue.
That would be great.
Good. I'll see you then.
Thanks, Ronnie. Easy. Wait, do you hear this?
What?
Mr. Bradford, come here. You got to hear the big news.
What big news?
Okay. Have you ever heard of a radio station called KLBD?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, they got this great talk show. I'll never miss it.
I'm going to be on it tomorrow.
You're going to be on Sex Hotline? Are you going to be the guest expert?
No.
Uh-oh. Then you got a problem.
No, easy. You're going to be on a show called Beach Talk.
Well, hey, if you ever need to discuss your problem with anybody,
I don't have a sex problem, easy.
Right, Jack. If you say so.
Easy.
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea. The restaurant could use the publicity.
No. I'm not going on there to promote the restaurant. I'm going on to expose that garbage ripoff.
What?
Well, you can't.
What made you decide to do that?
Well, since I struck out with City Hall, I've committed myself not to give up. And, you know, I'm gonna nail that money-grubbing trash company.
Oh. Well, what are you gonna say on this radio show?
Mr. Bradford, according to Vicky's research, hang on a second. That city right next to us hasn't had a rate increase in over a year.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But, Jack, you know, you can't just complain about things. You've got to come up with a solution.
Yeah, a solution, yeah. Like what?
I don't know. Maybe the city could start collecting the garbage.
The city?
Yeah, so that making a profit wouldn't be the prime consideration.
Mr. Bradford, thanks. That's a great idea. I can't wait for the people to hear this.
Neither can I.
Hey, Mr. Pine? Hi, the man told me to come in here with
Jack, you. I'm glad you made it.
Ronnie Pine, I would like you to meet Vicky Bradford, my RA, research assistant.
Hi.
Vicky, nice to meet you. You can listen to the show in my office. You'll be more comfortable there.
So do we practice at all, or is it live?
And then Jack, just don't go right be nervous. You'll do fine.
How do I look, okay?
Straighten your tie a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your hair. Okay.
You do know this is radio. This is radio, Vicky. Why don't you just sit down? Vicky, I'll take you to my office.
All right, listen, she hasn't been feeling too well. Have her put her feet
Jack,
up, okay?
I'm fine.
You know,
I'm
put
fine.
Your feet up and drink a lot of fluids. Okay. It would be good.
Be back in a second.
Okay. Oh, boy. Is this on? I just want to test if it's. Is it okay? How you doing? Nice tie.
All right, Jack. During the show, we'll be taking calls from listeners. You can hear them on this speaker. Uh-huh. So just relax and be yourself.
Okay, can I have some water?
Stand by. You're listening to KLBD. I'm Ronnie Pine, and this is Beach Talk.
Ronnie Pine, Beach Talk.
Today we're going to be talking about the garbage rate increase in Ocean Vista. Is it fair, or are they just piling it on the taxpayer again? Our guest is concerned citizen Jack Tripper, owner of Jack's Bistro on Ocean Vista Avenue.
That's Jack's Bistro, 834 Ocean Vista Avenue. Jack's Bistro! You've got an early bird special tomorrow.
Tell me, Jack, what's wrong with Allied Waste Disposal raising their rates? Don't they have a right to make a living just like you or me?
Well, yes, Ronnie, but now what about the average citizen? Come on now. Who speaks for him? Can a company just keep charging more and more every time they feel like it? I think not. Come on now. Where does it stop? I say it's time to draw the line now, and I want to feel my fellow citizens are on my side.
Oh, I see we have a call already.
Well, talk about results, huh?
Hello, you're on Beach Talk.
I'd like to make a reservation at your restaurant this Saturday night.
Excuse me, sir. We're here to discuss a community problem, not here to take reservations.
Oh, too bad. It was for a party of 10.
And your name is?
Jarvis. That's J-A-R...
B-I-S. Mr. Jarvis, I'll be expecting you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, party of 10. I want you to know that our special tomorrow night is duck a l'orange at Jack's Bistro. I was saying... You know, Ron, and Ronnie's listeners, we have to draw the line somewhere. We've got to make our voices heard. Then, and only then, will we get results.
We have another call.
See what I mean?
Hello, you're on Beach Talk.
Jack, this is Easy.
Easy?
How are we going to squeeze a party at dinner this Saturday? We're booked solid.
Come on, Easy, this is a talk show. Don't you have anything important to say?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Good, go ahead.
If Barbara Ann from Point Magoo is listening, I found your bikini top.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a short commercial break and we'll be right back. We're off.
He spends a lot of time in the sun.
Sorry, I'm late.
Whoa. What is he doing here?
Well, in the interest of fairness, we invited Mr. Bradford to speak on the other side of the issue.
But why him?
Because he owns Allied Waste Disposal.
You own?
Didn't I tell you?
No, you didn't.
Stand by.
We're back on the air. Joining us is the president of Allied Waste Disposal, James W. Bradford.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Jack, perhaps you'd like to present your case directly to Mr. Bradford and see what he has to say about it.
There's nothing I'd like better. First of all, I want to point out that Seaview, the city right next to us, hasn't had a rate increase in over a year.
Is that right, Mr. Bradford?
It most certainly is.
Ha!
You see, the unemployment rate there is 2.3 times as high as it is here in Ocean Vista. And as anyone knows, when people have less money, they eat less. And when they eat less, there's less garbage. So, of course, they don't have to charge as much to pick it up.
Good point, Mr. Bradford.
I thought so.
Wait a second. Just because the people of Ocean Vista, you know, make a little more money is no reason for them to get ripped off by his company.
Oh, what do you suggest we do about it?
Well, I suggest the city collect the trash.
You mean like the communists do?
Yes. No! No, you...
No name calling. Let's keep this attack on Americanism on a civilized level.
Mr. Are you suggesting socialized garbage? Oh.
Ronnie, let's be fair to our distinguished comrade. Oh, colleague.
Now, wait just a minute. Hold that thought, Jack. Our phone board's really starting to light up. Hello, you're on Beach Talk.
Yes, I have a question for Mr. Bradford.
Victoria?
That's right, Daddy dearest. And I want to ask you why...
Honey, I'd love to answer it, but as you know, relatives aren't allowed to call in, are they, Ronnie?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have no
objections. Sorry, sweetheart, those are the rules. My daughter, I wish we had time to really hear what she has to say, because she's behind me all the way.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Victoria.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is quite a show we're having today. We've just been joined by Mr. Bradford's daughter.
Daddy, I can't believe you owned that company and didn't say anything.
Well,
no wonder you offered to pay the increase for Jack. You didn't want him to go down to City Hall.
Neither the time nor the place.
Wait a second. You offered to pay Mr. Tripper's rate increase? Well, yes.
I wanted to help the young man.
So he wouldn't go to City Hall? Isn't that bribery?
Oh, bribery?
And bribery's a criminal offense.
Oh, that's ridiculous. This isn't bribery.
Then what would you call it?
I would call it a rebate.
A rebate?
That's right. Wasn't it, Jack?
Yes.
See?
And you'll not only pay me, but you'll pay all the other customers, right?
That's right.
If you just pay me, wouldn't that look like a bribe to you, Ronnie?
I'd say it was a bribe, and so would all my listeners.
Well, I will just have to instruct my accountant to send out all the rebate checks to everyone before someone gets the wrong idea.
Hang on a second. Isn't that the same as canceling the increase?
Yes, it is. No!
Well, you heard it first on Beach Talk. No garbage rate increase for Ocean Vista. And that about does it for today. Be sure to tune in tomorrow when local resident Robert Williams discusses his amazing starfish museum. So long. We're off the air.
Ronnie.
Great show, everybody. Great show. Wonderful. Thank you very much for coming on. You know, I really hope the station manager was listening. I might get a promotion. I might even get to do Sex Hotline.
Thanks a lot.
Boy, Daddy, you've got a lot of explaining to do.
Why? I did it for you. It's not the money. That's not important to me. What is important to me is that, well, I'm not always going to be here, and I just wanted to provide for my only daughter's future. Can you condemn your father for that?
Oh, Daddy.
Victoria.
I've had enough garbage for one day.
Did you hear what she said to me?
Yeah, she really trashed you good, big guy. Was videotaped in front of a studio audience.
Jack pretends he lives alone when he falls for an old-fashioned girl. Three's Company is next on Deja Vu.